Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the GR Infraprojects Limited results call for the quarter and 9 months ended December 31st, 2025, hosted by HDFC Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchstone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Today, we have on the call Mr. Ajindra Kumar Agarwal, Managing Director, and Mr. Anand Rathi, Group CFO. Before we proceed, this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not a guarantee of future performance and involve risk and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parikshit Khanpal from HDFC Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sapnani. So without taking any further time, I would now invite Ajindra sir to give a brief industry overview, followed by Rathiji on the financials. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and a warm welcome to the Q3 Financial Year 26 earning call of GR Infraprojects Limited. Thank you for taking the time to join us today. I hope you and your families are keeping well. I am joined on the call by Mr. Anand Rathi, CFO, and Mr. Ankit Maheshwari, Deputy CFO of the company. I will begin with the sharing our performance during quarter and our overview of the infrastructure sector, after which Ankit will take you through the financial in detail. We will then open the floor for questions. During Q3, the company has recorded the revenue from operation of approximately 2,039 crore, which is up by 36% from corresponding period in previous financial year. The EBITDA margin, excluding other income, for the current quarter stood at 10.07% as against 12.82% in the corresponding period in previous financial year. Profit before tax is 274 crore, which is up by 18% from corresponding period in previous financial year. During the quarter, the company has repaid the debt of 262 crore, which is has resulted in improved debt equity ratio to 0.03, which is one of the best in the sector. The company has recently won the battery energy storage system project of 414 crore for NTPC plant. As on date, the company's order book stood at ₹20,250 crore approximately. As on date, one DBFOT toll project of 3,700 crore approximately is awaiting appointed date. We have bids of 20,000 crore approximately, which are yet to be opened in highway and railway tunnel and other business units. Government commitment to infrastructure remain firm. I would first like to present some key highlights from recent union budget for financial year 26-27. Public capital expenditure on infrastructure was raised by 9% from financial year 25-26 to record 12.2 lakh crore, representing roughly 3.1% of GDP. The budget also proposes establish an infrastructure risk guarantee fund to enhance the confidence of private development through carefully designed partial credit guarantees. Road and highways with 3.09 lakh crore and railway with 2.8 lakh crore together account for nearly half of the capex, highlighting that connectivity investment continue to be central pillar and focus of the national growth story. Moving on the sector's highlights, road and highway sector, the road sector continue to show healthy momentum. The Ministry of Road Transport and Highway, NHAI, etc. has set target of building 10,000 km of national highway this year. After achieving around 10,660 km last year. So the actual awarding of NHAI in financial year 25-26 has shown a significant slowdown. However, the sector is moving out of it through market by slow target tendering and intense competition into recovery phase led by structural reform. India's national highway toll collection are expected to cross 1 lakh crore in financial year 27, driven by higher traffic volume, expansion of high-speed corridors, and changes in tolling system. Further, NHAI debt-to-equity ratio has fallen from about 50% in financial year 22 to around 20% in financial year 25, creating fiscal headroom to support more than 8 lakh crore project pipeline in over financial year 26 to 28, including tunnels of significant amounts. While competition is expected to remain elevated, amendments in technical and financial qualification norms and shift towards large BOT toll projects should reduce competition in medium term. The government looked to prioritize the BOT model for highway projects in financial year 27, aiming to enhance public-private participation in infrastructure delivery. In railway and metro, focus has moved to easing congestion on high-density routes, improving freight movement and strengthening multimodal integration through dedicated freight corridor and economic rail corridor under the PM Gati Shakti framework. Proposed 7 high-speed corridors in the union budget are being positioned as growth connectors, linking major economic, IT, industrial and cultural hubs across the country. Together, the 7 corridors will span nearly 4,000 kilometers and are expected to be developed at an estimated cost of 16 lakh crore rupees. Under the PM Gati Shakti framework, three economic railway corridor program covering energy, mineral and cement routes, port connectivity and high traffic density lines have identified. 434 projects with a total outlay of around 11 lakh crore rupees. Maharashtra leading in railway infrastructure activity with 35 projects with a total investment of 3.5 lakh crore rupees. In power and transmission, India's power transmission head distribution sector is seeing a strong investment to support rising power demand and renewable energy growth. India has the investment potential of nearly 45 lakh crore in the power sector, including generation, transmission and storage in the next 7 years. Further, with increasing renewable hubs, pan-India, especially power transmission and distribution sector, is seeing an investment potential of nearly 9 lakh crore in the sector. Further, to scale up the sector and maintaining the grid stability, the government has also introduced energy storage obligation. The CEA estimate a need for about 236 gigawatt hour of battery storage of more than 1 lakh crore rupees. In oil and gas, India's Viksit Bharat roadmap set up ambitious goal for the nation's increasing domestic crude production of 100 MMT and refining capacity of 450 MMT per annum by 2047. The budget has continued to earmark 1.5 lakh crore rupees of allocation, which will increase the opportunity for us in the EPC sector. India logistics sector is set for a massive transformation and expected to grow at CAGR of 8% approximately in next 5 years. Warehousing and distribution services is the most lucrative service segment, registering the fastest growth during the forecast. Grade A and B warehouse is expected to grow at CAGR of 12 to 12.5% driven by increasing demand for high-quality infrastructure to reach 800 million square feet in financial year 29. We are focused on building future-ready logistics platform. Our vision is to deliver high-quality, scalable, and technology-driven warehousing solutions that enhance efficiency connectivity, and customer value across India's evolving supply chain landscape. For the remaining financial year, we expect order inflow to pick up, subject to tendering activity and project award timelines. Execution momentum is also expected to improve. Our strategy is to leverage this momentum by broadening our participation in multiple infrastructure and strengthen our business diversification. Before I conclude, I would like to reiterate that our approach remains consistent.
Sorry to interrupt in between, sir. Your voice is not audible. It is breaking in between.
Is it audible?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Thank you.
Before I conclude, I would like to reiterate that our approach remains consistent. We are focused on financial discipline, timely delivery, progressive strengthening of our order book, and diversification. I would like to thank you, our clients and shareholders, for their continued trust and support. With that, I will now request Ankitji to take through the financials in detail. Over to you, Ankitji.
Thank you, MD sir, and hello everyone. Here are the key highlights of quarter three performance. The standalone revenue from operations was 2,039 crore in quarter ended December 25, which is increased by 36% year over year compared to 1,500 crores in the quarter ended December 24. This increase was primarily on account of work execution being started in various projects, including oil and gas, power, transmission, and roadways business units. The consolidated revenue from operation was 2,308 crores in quarter ended December 25, which is increased by 36% approximately compared to 1,695 crores in the quarter ended December 24. The standalone EBITDA margin stood at 10.07% in quarter ended December 25 from 12.82% in quarter ended December 24. The decrease is primarily due to one-time claims income recognized amounting to 37.7 crores in quarter ended December 24. The EBITDA margin at group level has marginally decreased to 20.28% in quarter ended December 25 from 21.82% in quarter ended December 24. Profit after tax at standalone level increased to 232 crores in quarter ended December 25 as compared to 169 crores in quarter ended December 24. The PAT includes 35 crores net of tax of exceptional gain on sale of subsidiary. Profit after tax in current year has increased due to better execution of the projects. Profit after tax at consolidated level decreased to 259 crores in quarter ended December 25 as compared to 263 crores in quarter ended December 24. The standalone net worth stood at 8,471 crores at the end of December 25. It was 7,888 crores at the end of fiscal 20. The net worth on consolidated level is 9,200 crores at the end of December 25. It was 8,500 crores at the end of fiscal 25. The total standalone borrowings outstanding at the end of fiscal 25 is 244 crores with debt to equity of 0.03 times, and the total consolidated borrowing outstanding at the end of fiscal 25 is 6,281 crores with debt to equity of 0.68 times. During the quarter, the company has made additions to the fixed assets amounting to 30 crores. The net block of property, plant and equipment including CWIP and intangible is 1,090 crores at the end of current quarter. Investments in our subsidiary companies in the form of loans and equity is 2,789 crores at the end of December 25. The balance equity contribution required to be made from our operational HAM or BOT projects is 3,044 crores, of which we are expecting a contribution of approximately 500 crores in quarter 4 of current fiscal. The working capital in days at the end of December 25 is 93 days as compared to 117 days at the end of fiscal 25. The decrease is primarily on account of decrease in SPV debtor days. Trade receivables at the standalone basis are 1,614 crores, which includes 1,038 crores of HAM debtors at the end of December 25, and the trade receivables at the consolidated level are 631 crores at the end of December 25. The unbilled revenue at the standalone basis is 851 crores at the end of December 25, and the unbilled revenue at the consolidated level is 739 crores at the end of December 25. The inventories are 533 crores as compared to 538 crores at the end of fiscal 25. I sincerely thank to all our stakeholders, including employees, business partners, vendors, bankers and auditors who have supported the company. On behalf of GR Infra Projects Limited, I thank everybody for attending the earnings call. Thank you. I would now like to hand over the call back to the moderator.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchstone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Abhinav from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, thanks for the opportunity and congrats on a good set of numbers. The execution has been good for this quarter if you look at revenue numbers. I could gather that this has been primarily on account of execution starting various projects. So just wanted to understand what can we expect in the last quarter and in FY27, because we had guided for a 5% revenue growth last time around. I think we'll be surpassing that. So just your views on this.
So why actually we have been surpassing this 5% growth is because the revenue which we have got from oil and gas EPC sector, right? So that actually helped us in surpassing that revenue, and we continue to bank on that particular sector in going forward for next financial year as well. And if we talk about that quarter four, our revenue would be in the range of 3,000 crore, right? For next financial year, again, we are targeting a growth of 10 to 15% of revenue.
Yeah. 15%. And what was the revenue from oil and gas EPC?
For current quarter, it is around 400 crore.
And how much can we expect this in the next year? This Q4 and
next year. See, Q4 also we can expect in the range of 500 crore, but next year we would be targeting more than 1,000 crore for, in this particular sector. So we have to set up that JV also for qualification hopefully we'll be able to have this, you know, qualification through in our DIAX JV, right? So we'll be directly bidding and we'll be targeting for next financial year, we'll be targeting around 20,000 crore of the projects, right, for bidding in this particular sector, and we'll be having around 4,000-5,000 crore of the order book from this sector. Maybe we'll be able to achieve 1,000 to 1,500 crore of the orders in next financial year.
Understood. So secondly, on the order inflow front, I think 9 months order inflow we stand at about 62 billion. So I think we are falling short on that front in terms of guidance. So would like to hear your views on this.
Yeah, so largely been disappointed on this highway front where our target was high, but somehow the projects were not there from NHAI side, and for different reasons, right? And we were expecting that in quarter four at least they would be coming out with, you know, good amount of projects. But so far the pipeline is visible, but yes, we are not pretty sure because that MCA is also under modifications. They are coming out various modifications, MCA. And now what we have realized is that they have shifted from EPC, or rather HAM, I would say it is that the government is shifting their stand from HAM to BOT, right, BOT toll mode. And for that, actually, we need full proof, you know, MCA also, that model concession agreement. So that is also why I believe that the reason that they are taking time, right? And going forward, what I believe is that on highway sector, so we'll be having good amount of order book coming in. Maybe next financial year would be having 10 to 15,000 crore of orders coming from highway sector, because the pipeline which right now is available, though they are not ready for bid, but because of this reason that MCA is yet under modification, but what we believe is that size of project is, you know, that the ticket size of the project is more than 2,000 crore, and BOT in 8,000 crore, 7,000 crore. So what we expect that would be confident that we'll be getting 10 to 15,000 crore of the orders in highway sector at least going forward next year.
Understood. And so, I mean, any timelines, when can we expect this modification in MCA, and I mean, when the ordering can pick up, can we expect it in Q1 of FY27, or will it be beyond that?
No, probably, maybe, because see, HAM is a settled contract, right? Now, for BOT, because there is a big plan with the government for, you know, big size BOT and all that. So they are taking time, that is under modification, and maybe in next 15 days or next, I would say, one or two months at max probably. And maybe even during the month of March itself, we can, you know, we may see that some projects coming in for participation and for bidding. But yes, of course, whatever the case may be, will be, you know, will be in execution, will be in position of execution only in the next financial year after Q2 and Q3, Q4 on what side. So, what we believe is that it is pretty certain that those projects would be coming in next, maybe not this quarter, then probably next Q1 of the next financial year, yeah.
Understood. So my final question is on the BOT project, the Agra one. There's been delay in receipt of appointed date over there. So what is the actual status? Why is there been a delay?
Yeah, so there's been delay in that particular project, and maybe, and see, issue for BOT project is we are also, you know, we want to be pretty sure in terms of land acquisition, right? Unlike HAM, right, where we are, HAM is more kind of EPC, where even if, let's say, land is not there, ROW is not there, we can, you know, construct and we can continue to get the payment, and we can also get the provisional COD, right? But in BOT toll model, even if, let's say, a small amount of ROW is not there, then probably it would be, you know, hindering our BOT toll collection. So we are actually cautious at this particular time in BOT projects, and we want to be doubly sure in terms of whenever we are appointed date is declared 100% or 90% at least whatever committed in their agreement, that land is made available to us without any hindrance, where we can, you know, execute the work. So that's how but what I believe is that some land compensation issue is going on over there. And maybe next couple of months it would be settled. Once they get the compensation, we'll be having the appointed date, and we are fully ready with you know, our mobilization and equipments over there. We'll be able to, you know, in next financial year Q1, we'll be able to book the revenue on that particular project. Yep.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants. You may press star and 1 to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you and congratulations on good setup number, particularly on the execution front. A couple of questions from my side. So first, just a clarification. In terms of order inflow till now, excluding GST, how much order inflow that we have received? Is it 2,480 odd crore?
See, except that power transmission, where, you know, order is getting splitted, because for power transmission we have received order of around 3,600 crore, but then in EPC would be having revenue, you know, around 1800 crore, which is 50% of the order which we have received, right? So the total order so far for the current year is around 4,800 crore, right? That the orders which we have received, which ultimately would be converted into the EPC revenue going forward.
So here we are excluding the three L1 projects, so two MSRDC
projects.
So this 4,800 crore, when we are saying, the transmission, we are right now taking a 1,700-1,800 crore, and then ultimately it will be a 3,600 crore. Okay, and this BESS NTPC, so there the 488 crore that we announced on the exchange, so is this including the 18% GST?
No. That is 488 is including GST. Without GST it is 414 crore.
Okay, 414 odd crore. Okay. And this two MSRDC project, 4,300 crore. So, what's the status? Whether it will get cancelled?
That status remains same. What we have, spoken on last call, right? Because so far, what we believe is that because of the new alignment, that would be cancelled and they would be re-tendering and all that. But that is the latest information which we have. Beyond that, we also don't have that any information on that.
Okay. And the sir said that we have bidded 20,000 odd crore projects where bid is yet to open. So, is this entirely, if you can split into the sectors where this is?
So, it's largely highway and railway, which is around 16,000 crore. And then there is a tunnel and hydro, which is 4,000.
Tunnel and hydro. And before end of March, how much more are we planning to bid? And there also I need a clarification when we say that the now MCA for BOT is under modification. So whatever the project NHAI till now have announced in terms of the tender where they are either a EPC or HAM, so is there also a possibility that they can also be converted into BOT and that's why there is a delay, or this is the new projects that they will come up with a tender?
Sir, usme already ye defined hai, abhi HAM ke projects bhi pipeline mein aur BOT ke projects bhi hai. Jo HAM ke projects hai wo hamming hone wale hain aur jo BOT ke projects hai wo alag se unhone matlab jo wo thoda uske bidding thoda delay hoti ja rahi hai.
Okay,
they have already defined this. The criteria they have said, right? If a developer is not getting 15% kind of IRR toll tariff basis, right, then those projects would be either bidded under the EPC or HAM. So basis that they only basically classifying those, how those projects, under which bracket they, those projects would be covered, right? So it is not that the EPC would be converted to HAM and or EPC would be converted to BOT. I don't think so. This is the philosophy.
Okay, got it. So now by March, how much more are we planning to bid, and also broadly, if you can say how much, let's say on the NHAI front, there is still not 100% kind of a clarity, but in other sectors, transmission or maybe oil and gas or any other, how are we looking at how much more orders can be won before March end?
See, one is different. The point is that pipeline which is right now, available or visible, that is for highway it is 1 lakh crore, more than 1 lakh crore of the orders, right? Railway it is more than 20,000 crore. But if they would be, bidded into March itself, or they would be spill over to next quarter, that's maybe what I believe is that for next, in this up to March, I think 60,000 crore of the orders would be bidded, and we would be participating in those orders. Yeah.
Okay. And so in totality, next year, Prof. Saras said that on the highway front, you mentioned that 10-15,000 crore, that particularly on the 20,000 crore that you are planning to bid in the oil and gas, 4-5,000 crore you plan to get in FY27 from the oil and gas. On the highway front, 10-15,000 crore. So totally, can we say 20,000 crore inflow that we are looking at in FY27? So, or maybe from here on till the next year, FY27, and how much inflow are we looking at?
The current year, we are already running with the backlog of, I mean, a good amount of backlog is there. So probably in current year, depending on that, you know, bidding, you know, intensity. Current year also, we are basically poised to get 10,000 crore of at least orders in the current year. And maybe in next financial year, we'll be having, including oil and gas and all that, 10 to 12,000 at least from highway, and then 4,000 to 5,000 from, you know, oil and gas, and then there is a power transmission, which again we are targeting around 3,000 crore of order. Then hydro tunneling, metro, road, so more than 20,000 crore of orders in flow we can target for next century also.
Okay, got it, understood. And lastly, sir, the equity in terms of the FY27, 500 crore you mentioned that in the fourth quarter that we are planning. So this 500 crore including the T&D, HAM, and maybe BESS or any other that ropeway that we are seeing?
So 500 crore this financial year we are targeting for Q4, right?
Yeah, so that includes everything.
Yeah, yes, that includes everything.
And in FY27-28, how much to be invested?
1,000 crore. See, after this infusion,
we remains with 2,500 crore of the equity infusion, right? So, which is to be infused in the next 2 to 3 years. And assuming we'll be getting more orders, right, under BOT or HAM or whatever you say, but then 1,000 crore of equity infusion, you can safely assume for on yearly basis.
Okay, and in terms of the margin, is there now a possibility that we can reach to a kind of a 13% for next year? So this year already we are at 11.5%. So for next year, how one can look at EBITDA margin?
For next year, I don't think so. I mean, unless until we have this order, at least. For example, if we are getting only 10,000 crore orders, then probably we would be having this kind of number only for EBITDA margin. But if we'll be getting, you know, so every incremental, maybe after 14,000-15,000 crore in order inflow, every incremental order would be giving us higher EBITDA margin, that I believe.
Okay. Got it, sir. That's it from my side. And the capex, lastly, if you can say for this year and the next year, total how much capex that we are looking at?
So in this year we have made 98 crores worth of capex, and next year also we estimate to be in the range of 100 to 125 crores.
Okay, got it. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Ayush Goyal from Cavi Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi, sir. So I just had one question. So as the company continues to diversify into different sectors and reduce the reliance on road segments, so what are the margin expectations over the coming few quarters?
Margin, what we believe is that to remain in the same range,
okay.
Maybe if you are targeting 10 to 12%, that is the target which we are having.
Okay, and it depends on the order inflow, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Abhinav from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the follow-up. I just wanted to check that the guidance that you had given for Q4 is about 3,000 crores of revenue. Is that right?
Yeah.
So just wanted to understand, I mean, last quarter we were looking at 5% growth. Now, with this 3,000 crores of revenue in Q4, this will entail a growth of about 20-25% year on year. So what has changed during the last quarter that you are looking at these numbers now?
So we have got, you know, associated into this, I mean, we enter into new sector, oil and gas, I mentioned right in my previous answer also. And there, this is October to March is the season, and we got this opportunity to enter into this particular sector at right time, and we could, you know, generate the revenue from this sector in the current half year also. So that's the basic reason, right, which this particular sector, actually what I believe is that is going to generate a revenue of 1,000 crore for us at least for the current year. So this is a basically significant change in terms of our revenue guidance.
Understood. Yeah, that was my question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, on the revenue front, so if we remove the oil and gas revenue, so it would be around 1600 crores for Q3, and your 3000 crore guidance includes around 600 crore of oil and gas revenue. So we are going from 1600 to 2400 X of oil and gas. So it is almost a 50% jump from 3Q to 4Q. So how do you see that sharp jump?
No, no. So see, 3000 would be having our revenue from oil and gas sector, 500 crore kind of revenue. So 2500 crore, 600. So from 600 to 2400, only because of that, the appointed date is there with us, and some execution on PT&D front also, power transmission also is helping us in, you know, increasing our revenue, right, which was low base in previous year. Now we are getting good revenue also, and because of that orders which we are having from this particular sector. So overall, if you add up the number, then total revenue without oil and gas would be around 7,000 crore for the year basis, on the year basis, which is again 5 to 10% of the revenue the growth, right, which we have given in the our previous call also, that guidance which we have given, right?
Okay. And the next year also we are targeting revenue of 1,000 crores from oil and gas?
Yeah, yeah. We target is more than 1,000, right? But yes, it's a new entry, so it has to be, you know, it has to be proved, right? So yes, we'll be target is more than 1,000 crore for next year.
Sir, in order inflows, we are targeting next year 20,000 crore plus. So of that, 5,000 would be from oil and gas for next year.
Yeah.
And then for this year, what would be the target for the entire year order inflow for 26?
It was around. For 26, it was around 22,000 crore.
So now, do we revise it downwards given the muted ordering in the first 9 months?
Yeah, yeah. So far we have received only 4,000, right? 4,000, 5,000 only. And probably on highway front, we may add up, you know, another 10,000 crore if, you know, things goes as we are, as we believe, right? Then our total revenue, total order info for the current year won't be, I don't believe that it would be more than 15,000 for that list for the current year.
So
we
revised downwards to 15,000. Like 10,000 more expected in the next 2 months.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Khadija Mantri from K3 Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. So my question is regarding the NHAI target. So it was about 6,300 kilometers of order awards that were planned in FY26. So I just wanted to know till date how much has been awarded and how much is it expected to come in the next couple of months and whether they will be meeting this order award target.
So they won't be, for the current year, so far they awarded only one third of what they have committed, not even one third, maybe 20% or 30%, right.
And yes, of course, they are good pipeline. They are, I mean, the momentum has been built into this bidding activity. But largely they are now focusing on BOT projects, right, not on HAM or EPC. So, which is taking time maybe because they want to settle for that model concession agreement for BOT, which they have tweaked to a large extent, basis that the feedback they have received from the industry, with the various stakeholders. And so maybe in current year, in next 2 months, probably what I believe is around 60,000-70,000 crore orders can be, you know, floated by them, that can be, you know, coming for bid. That's my sense.
Okay, sir. So how much would that be in kilometer terms?
In kilometer terms, won't be more than I would say 1,000-1,500 kilometers.
Okay, sir. And sir, the changes in the concession agreement. So is it going to be more favorable for the developers like us, or what will you say?
So it would be, I would say, it would be more balancing, right? Where risk and reward is properly shared, may not be that favorable. Yes, what I believe is that they would be more favorable for the EPC, the developer who has become or who has graduated from EPC player to developer, that would be more beneficial to them. And pure play developer may not be having that attractiveness in those BOT model.
Okay, sir. So, but largely most of the listed pack, we have companies which are EPC as well as developers. So.
Yeah. Okay. So there are players who are, there are some players who are only, you know, playing a developer role, though they might be having that EPC, but ultimately those projects are being executed or being subcontracted by them to some other EPC player, right? So there probably, if a company who is having EPC strength and forcefully enter into this particular sector of development, then they would be more beneficial out of this tweaking.
All right, sir. Thanks. That's all from my side.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Ashish Shah from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question on the oil and gas is that, so we've guided for something like 1,000 crore this year and maybe 1,000 crore next year or 1,000 crore plus. But what's the total order book that we are working with today? So as in how much is this total value going to be, whether it is 26, 27 or 28?
You see, so far we have joined, existing company and so we have got associated with some existing company, right, for execution of those projects which are already been awarded to them, which is around 2,000 crore of the orders, right, which would be executed in by next year, next financial year also. So, and going forward, we would be directly bidding into, you know, we'll be participating directly with ONGC or the client who are coming up with these orders, right? So when we'll be participating directly, we'll be targeting around 20,000 crore of the orders, right? Where we target to participate, and out of that, we'll be having 4,000-5,000 crore of the orders directly from them, right? In our either subsidiary or direct. I mean, we have to be basically, because to get that qualification, we have to form, and we already formed the subsidiary, and we would be, you know, participating through our subsidiary. That's the plan.
Correct. So, if you win more orders, it will get added. Like you're saying, you were targeting 4,000-5,000 crore wins next year. But the current right. work on hand could amount to close to 2,000 crores,
right.
of which 1,000 is what you're targeting this year, 1,000 maybe next year. And then based on new orders that you get in next financial year, this can continue going forward.
Right.
And sir, what's the margin trajectory or margin range that one could factor for this sort of a scope that we are doing?
See, that has to be basically tested, but we are targeting at least 10% kind of margin so far.
Okay, so roughly 10% is what we think we can make here.
Yeah.
Right. And you did mention about the seasonality part here. So in that sense, when we say 1,000 crores even next financial year, is it safe to say that it will be in the non-monsoon period, in the sense that the 1,000 crore number, the bump up that you see, would come in the second half rather than the first half, or
right,
it could be
right,
uniformly.
Right. No, right. You rightly got right. That would be, you know, more the back-ended, I would say, in the next financial year.
Right. So this 1,000 crore incremental next year, but it could be more back-ended rather than uniformly spread for four quarters.
Right. Okay. Right. Right. Right.
Understood, sir. All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Sudeep Bora from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. I wanted to understand what exactly are we doing in the oil and gas space, and what currently what are we doing, and what do we aspire, how do we grow in this particular sector?
We are into oil and gas EPC, where we are, you know, laying pipeline to the subsea pipeline we are laying, right? And we are platform modification, platform erection in the subsea, in the seaside, right, offshore side. That is the basic sector which we are targeting in this oil and gas.
Okay, sir. So the skill set, machinery, equipments, does it entail any capex, or the road equipments are capable to do this work?
No, it's totally different set of machinery is to be utilized. But so far we have not targeted any capex, unless until we have some sort of visibility how to, in terms of our order intake and all that. But as of now, we haven't planned any capex on this front.
Okay, so like without any equipment, then are we leasing it out?
We are taking on lease, yes.
Okay. So, one last question from my end. So, there's a slight dip in terms of EBITDA margins in this particular quarter when the revenue run rate is high. So, can you just throw some light on it, whether it is temporary or how does it turn out in future?
No, see, because in terms of, we are not witnessing any revenue margin, I mean, though there this quarter we are having growth, but which is not commensurate to what the equipment or what all resources which we are having. So largely because of we are not growing, that's why the decline in the margin. And of course, oil and gas, as already mentioned, right, it is not capex heavy, or as of now we have, you know, basis that lease only. So EBITDA margin and gross margin or net margin is, I mean, PBT margin is almost same for this particular sector. So it is actually, even EBITDA is also, with this kind of margin, we are targeting 10% of EBITDA margin for this kind of sector, right? So ultimately it is dragging our margin, overall margin.
Got it, sir. Thanks. These were the questions. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, this T&D equity, which is a 384 odd crore, 967 crore that needs to be invested. Also, in fourth quarter, how much are we looking to invest, and for 27, how much?
Total 967 crore is to be invested in next 2 years of time, and generally it is back-ended, right? So in for current year, I don't think maybe 10-15 crore of equity probably will be putting in for the T&D activity, and for next year it would be, I would say, 40% next year, 60% in next financial year. So maybe around 400 crore that would be next financial year, 500 crore next financial year.
Okay. Got it. And sir, this Invate investment that we have, if dividend and interest that we receive, that we book in the standalone as a part of other income, but if there is a return of equity, so how do we do the accounting in the standalone?
See, return of equity would be that cost would be reduced to that extent. Return of equity would be reducing the cost of equity investment, right?
Yeah, that's so because yeah, so because in 9 months we have received close to 144 odd crore. So because now in this fourth quarter there is a increase in the return of equity at the InvIT level. So for the full year, I think maybe given the whatever the InvIT has disclosed the number 171 crore kind of other income that we can get versus what last time we said around 230 240 crore that we are looking at.
Right. So that would be return on equity. That would be, you know,
ultimately it would be going to reduce my investment.
Yeah, I understand. But if, in terms of the other income for the full year, that's the way one can.
Yeah. Other income would be reduced to that extent.
Correct. Other income would be.
Okay. Got it.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Karan Gupta from Cavi Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, I appreciate the opportunity. Two questions. One, there were some recent news reports about developers approaching the ministry regarding timelines of road projects that have been built. So were we part of that representation, and you know, how do we stand currently on the projects that are under execution with regards to delays or timelines? And secondly, if you could just talk about plans for transferring any HAM projects to the InvIT over the next quarter and into financial year 27. Thanks.
जो timelines के लिए भी हमने भी उसमें जो उसमें हम भी शामिल हैं मतलब उसमें क्या है कि अभी जो आने वाले BOT projects हैं जो around 5,000-6,000 crore के हैं उसमें भी timeline government ने two and a half years दी है काफी कम है उसके लिए हमने अप्रोच किया कि इसके रीजनेबल टाइम पीरियड होना चाहिए और रिगार्डिंग इन्वर्ट ट्रांसफर के
सो फॉर करंट क्वार्टर
वी आर हैविंग टारगेट आई मीन सी एटलीस्ट एसेट
व्हिच वी आर टारगेटिंग सब्जेक्ट टू द नेसेसरी अप्रूवल वी आर हैविंग इन प्लेस
एंड नेक्स्ट फाइनेंशियल ईयर अगेन वी विल बी हैविंग अराउंड 4 टू 5 एसेट व्हिच विल बी ट्रांसफरिंग इवेंचुअली टू दैट इन्वर्ट
So, what would be the book value of equity for these projects that we are planning to transfer?
Book value have to equity. I'm not having that handy immediately.
No maybe problem.
I can follow up.
Just on the timeline, so ye timeline is only for BOT project hai? Existing projects mein hamari timeline we are comfortable with. So
no. It's upcoming jo BOT projects hai uske bare
mein. Size kya hai? Kafi bada kar diya. But timelines they haven't actually, you know. So they have worked only on size but not on timeline. So because we are just basically reminding them that you have to work on both the, you know.
Thank you, sir.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Sir, on the BharatNet project, what is the current status? Have you started the execution?
The execution we started, it is O&M scene. It was a new construction plus existing project, that O&M which was supposed to be done by us. But somehow new construction could not be started because ROW issue has not been resolved by them so far. And O&M activity has already started 2-3 months back only, right? So we have taken the possession of existing network. But yes, new activity has not yet started. We are expecting that that would be, you know, in the month of March itself, we'll be able to start this.
So what kind of revenue are we targeting in FY27 and 28 from the project?
See, we are targeting around, I mean, for next financial year, we are targeting 50% of the total project value plus O&M. So that would be around, 400 odd crore, which we are targeting for next financial year. And then 600 crore will be targeting for next financial year.
Okay, so that equity number of 3,044 crore that you mentioned in the start of the call, that is the overall equity or it's for the HAM projects?
Overall equity.
Overall equity.
Overall, right? It includes the T&D as well.
Yeah, T&D, Tropway, right, BOT, all.
Oh, okay. And then lastly, of the current backlog that we have as of December, so it doesn't include the oil and gas orders, right?
Yeah.
As
It
of
doesn't
now.
include all that.
Right. It's around 400 crore or 500 crore of additional orders you can have in oil and gas.
So instead of 20,000 crore, it is 20,500. That you can safely assume. Yeah.
Okay. And then lastly, on the Pune MSRDC packages, so how do you see the execution moving forward? Are there any challenges in terms of land or anything, or it is moving smoothly right now?
So, in pieces, land is pending, which is yet to be handed over to us. But whatever land front is made available to us, that is execution is smooth on those particular front.
So can we do roughly 40% of the work in next year? 40-45% given the timeline?
Yeah. We can do.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, that concludes the question and answer session. I now hand the conference back to the management for closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you all the
shareholders and investors and bankers, all stakeholders. Thank you to all.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for allowing us to have this call, and now we can close the call. Thank you.
Thank you all. On behalf of HDFC Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.